Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering NSWCPD, specifically the requirements, the categories, and how to actually get it done.
The article is called NSWCPD Requirements Explained, Categories and What Counts. And honestly, the phrase defined categories alone is enough to put people off before they even start.
It sounds complicated. It's not. So let's start at the top. CPD stands for Continuing Professional Development. It's the annual training that licensed agents and assistant agents in New South Wales complete to keep their license active and their knowledge current.
And who actually sets it?
NSW Fair Trading. They're the state authority that licenses agents and oversees the industry. They decide what you need to cover each year, and you complete the training with a registered training provider.
And the reason it exists?
The law changes, trust account rules change, practice standards change. CPD keeps you across those changes. The article describes it as the maintenance that keeps your right to trade switched on.
I like that framing. Okay, who has to do it?
If you hold a current NSW real estate license or a certificate of registration as an assistant agent, CPD applies to you. That covers a really broad range of people, from someone in their first year as an assistant agent through to a licensee in charge running an office.
And the requirement is the same for everyone?
It can vary by license class, so the article's advice is to confirm what applies to your specific situation rather than assume. When you enrol with Archer, they match the CPD to your license class, so you're doing the right units.
That's the trap, isn't it? Someone looks at what their colleague did and thinks that's what they need.
Exactly. Don't assume. Now the categories. This is where people get confused.
Right. What does defined categories actually mean in practice?
So Fair Trading sets CPD across defined categories rather than one single block of training. In general terms, there's a mix of compulsory topics and elective topics.
What's compulsory?
Things like legislative changes, consumer protection, professional conduct. The areas Fair Trading decides everyone needs to be across, regardless of what they specialise in.
And the electives?
That's where you focus on what's most relevant to your role. Sales, property management, agency practice. You pick what fits your day-to-day work.
And Fair Trading reviews those categories year to year?
They do, which means the best move is to confirm the current mix when you actually enrol, not go off what someone told you last year. Archer handles that for you, so you're never completing units that don't count.
Okay, practically speaking, how does Archer actually deliver this?
Online, self-paced. No classroom, no fixed timetable. You log in, work through the units for your license class, complete the assessments, and download your completion certificate the moment you're done.
How long does it take?
Most people finish it in a day.
One day.
One day. And if you get stuck on a unit, there's an Australian-based support team. You're not left guessing. You can also start outside office hours, which matters if you're a working agent trying to fit this around actual listings and property management.
So what's the practical tip from the article on timing?
Treat it as a small annual task you finish early, not a deadline you race against. Block out a few hours, work through it in one sitting, and save your certificate somewhere you can actually find it at renewal time.
And if you don't know when your renewal is?
Check the date on your license and count back. The article says finishing months ahead removes the stress entirely.
Now, there's a note in the article specifically for assistant agents because some of them aren't sure whether CPD applies to them the same way.
It does apply. The requirement can vary by role, so it's worth confirming rather than guessing. There's a separate Archer guide that breaks down the CPD difference between assistant agents and fully licensed agents in NSW if you want that detail.
And missing your CPD altogether, that's not just a paperwork headache?
No. If it's not done by renewal time, you can be left unable to renew on time. It becomes a trading problem. The article's clear on that. The short version is, do it early.
Every time.
Every time. So the one thing to do coming out of this episode, confirm your renewal date, then get your CPD sorted while there's no pressure on.
Before the scramble starts.
Before the scramble starts. The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It goes deeper on the categories and links to related guides. Archer offers nationally recognised online self-paced real estate training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1800 069 273 and they'll tell you exactly what your licence class needs.
And always confirm the current requirements with NSW Fair Trading, since the rules can change from year to year.
Good point. Thanks for listening.